Welcome to the Rent Estate Podcast, a conversation on how you can achieve retirement security, financial freedom, and the new American dream through rental property investments. And here's your host, Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse.
Hey, welcome to the Rent Estate Podcast, where we talk all things real estate investing and particularly single family rental property investing and strategies around single family rentals. I'm your host, Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse. We're one of the nation's largest single family rental property managers, and we help our clients achieve financial freedom through real estate. So today's episode is part of a new series we put together, Corner to Corner, where we're having conversations with our talented leaders from Renters Warehouse across the country and diving into specific characteristics of their particular markets, what makes those markets unique, local market trends, and other investment tips for those markets. So I'm excited today to have James Nielsen with me. James is our market leader for the St. Louis and Kansas City markets. James, welcome today.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, great to have you. Great to see you again. So before we jump into talking more about Kansas City and St. Louis and kind of that unique Midwest markets that you are leading for us at Renters Warehouse, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, so I've been with the company for 10 and a half years now. For about four of those years, I was up in Minnesota in the corporate headquarters there as an agent doing the everyday grind. I got the opportunity to come down here about 6.5 years ago now to be the market leader and the broker. I got into real estate, funny enough, through Craigslist. I answered a Craigslist ad. It's been a while. Answered a Craigslist ad to be an administrative assistant for a company. A few months later, Brenton actually reached out to me and said, you know, get licensed up. And funny enough, his words were, come join the Yankees. And you know Brenton well enough to know that that's an accurate statement from him.
Absolutely.
Next thing, it's history after that. I went, got licensed, came on board in October of 2013. And here we are today.
Wow. Can't believe it's been over 10 years. It seems like, I guess some days it might feel longer than that. And some days it feels like it's just, it's been a quick, quick couple of years. So, well, we've been just thrilled to have you on board, and you've been doing amazing things for us in Kansas City, where you moved your family for us, and St. Louis, and all those kind of things. And you know, we're glad that you've made your real estate journey here with us at Renters Warehouse, and now have the opportunity to help so many different types of investors in these markets you oversee for us. So I think St. Louis and Kansas City are really unique. A lot of different Midwest characteristics and traits, and very different housing market than sometimes what we see nationally in the news with, you know, skyrocketing prices and then busts of those rallies. So really excited to, you know, just dive into some of those things and give the listeners an idea of, you know, some of the advantages and maybe some of the challenges of investing in markets like Kansas City and St. Louis. So I guess let's start there. What, you know, makes your markets, again, Kansas City and St. Louis, you know, a good place for real estate investors, specifically single family rental investors?
Yeah. So, you know, Kansas City and St. Louis is still one of the few markets where you can actually still get the 1% rule, meaning that 1%, your rent is 1% of the cost of the home. That's something that in a lot of markets has, you know, gone away as homes increased. And but here in St. Louis, Kansas City, we do have that ability. They're a little more high risk, high reward properties, you know, in the urban cores. But, you know, we have the experience and the staff to handle that stuff. I would say probably a third of our retail properties we manage are in these more, you know, high risk, high reward neighborhoods. So there is that ability to do that. But also with our market, you can go in, get a property, you know, in more of a B style neighborhood and still see the 8 to 10% ROI and kind of play the safe game, shall we say. So you got a couple of options when it comes to investing here. And we're also seeing rent increases annually between about 6 and 8%. So we're seeing the rents drive up as well in these markets. Yeah.
Wow. 6-8% for kind of what's happening across the country. That's a good number. That's great. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, the old 1% rule works. And so for people who maybe haven't heard that before, kind of an older term in buying single family homes, because it's harder and harder to make it work. But a lot of, general rule of thumb 10, 15, 20 years ago was saying, hey, if you bought a house for $100,000, you want to get $1,000 a month in rent, which is a great return today in single family rental. And so that's interesting that can still work in places like Kansas City and St. Louis. And you mentioned, more high risk, but high reward neighborhoods. So dive into that a little bit more on what you mean by high risk, what those might look like, but what the flip side rewards might be.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, high risk, it's a rougher neighborhood. Tenants aren't going to be, high credit score, high income jobs. But you do have a lot of, honest, hardworking rent paying tenants in that area. But you kind of mix that with some of the headaches we meet in between there. So, the high risk, I would say, is, you're dealing with that lower credit, lower income. So there can be some bumps in the road for them, whether it's a loss of a job, a repair to a car, and now they're unable to make a rent payment. Obviously, our rent collections team works with them as best as they can to get that collected. But that's some of the kind of high risk stuff. It could go to evictions in some cases, which, there's normally a little bit of a rent ready, shall we say, depending on the condition those homes are left in.
Sure.
High reward on the other side is, you get the quality tenant. A lot of them are going to be on subsidies in these areas. And what I've seen in my experience is if you get a good quality tenant that's on a subsidy, they're typically a long staying tenant. So now we're not dealing with a turnover every 12 months and new tenant placement fees and legal fees and things like that. So it's just a matter of being diligent with your REA when we're searching for a tenant. And getting the right fit for your property.
Yeah, that makes sense. And such an important piece, right? You can get, higher returns, maybe higher cash flow. You might get a little bit less appreciation in some of these, areas you're talking about here, where it may be lower income, lower credits, where older homes. The risks are, maybe more vacancy throughout the period of time, potentially, higher potential for eviction, like you talked about, more challenging rent collection, those kind of things. But I think it's, what's interesting, what we've seen is, and this is pretty obvious, but there's a lot of great, hardworking people in these areas that need a place to live. And they may, not have the highest income, the highest job, highest paying job, but want a great place to live, their family, quality housing, a safe place to live. And they're going to do all they can to make those payments. And that is the important part, I think, of investing in, that more urban type home or lower income area or Section 8 housing or subsidized housing, however you want to look at it, is ensuring you are getting the right tenant, right? You get the right tenant in place there. Everything else kind of falls into place, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so that's where having the right team in place to make those types of investments is important. A great property manager, real estate agent who's knowledgeable about the area, the specific neighborhood you might be buying in, to talk about some of those risks, but to talk about how you can mitigate them through quality screening of residents and a great rent collection practice and making sure you're developing those relationships with the residents who are in those properties as well. So that's interesting. I think it's very unique to both Kansas City and St. Louis. There's certainly other markets across the country that's possible, but the price of homes versus the rent price that you can achieve in these markets is certainly unique. What about that investor who's maybe a little more risk averse, wants a steady Eddie type property that is, they're saying, hey, I want to, there's no there's never a guarantee that we're not going to have to evict someone for non-payment because things happen in life. But, you know, we want, I don't want to take on that added risk of saying, hey, you know, I want a lower eviction rate area. I want a higher income area. I want newer homes, maybe nicer homes, B-class or A-class homes, something like that. Do pockets of those neighborhoods and things like that, do they exist?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's quite a few areas that you can get. I mean, there's always going to be the A properties, the new builds, things like that. But there's a lot of B graded suburbs surrounding the inner city, both in Kansas City and St. Louis, where you could go in, spend around $200,000, and you're still going to get around $1,500, potentially $1,700 rent, depending on the updates there. So it's still a great investment. You know, obviously somebody who's paying that type of rent, normally a little more established with credit, have a little more higher income, or maybe it's a dual family income that we have there. So that helps offset with some of the same concerns you could have in the higher risk areas.
Right. And, you know, in those types of areas, what do you think is the kind of most in demand property as far as bedrooms, bath, square footage, location, that type of, you know, characteristics?
I think, me personally, I think 3-bed, 2-bath is like the sweet spot. And the reason I say that is with a 2-bedroom, you run into a lot of family growing or maybe families merging, you know, something like that where they have to get something larger. With a 4-bedroom, it's just more bodies, to be honest. I mean, there's more going on, more wear and tear on the home. You know, so I've always really tried to push the 3 bedrooms as the sweet spot. You get, you know, a 2 parents and a kid, maybe 2 parents and 2 kids. And it's a long staying opportunity for that tenant where they're not going to outgrow or things like that. So personally, I think 3-bedroom is a good sweet spot. Areas where that can be accomplished, I mean, it really anywhere within the city, but some of the ones to highlight, I would say, would be Lee Summit, Blue Springs, Pleasant Hill and Liberty. You're going to have Raytown and Raymore, Grandview. So there's a bunch of areas here, and that's all on the Missouri side. Mm-hmm. Something that's unique here in Kansas City is we also work on the Kansas side.
Okay.
So we're, you know, we have the Overland Parks and the Olathas and Spring Hill and Gardner and areas like that, that we're still able to represent. And the Kansas side is a little more historically known for their schools.
Okay.
But some of these locations I mentioned on the Missouri side have some really sought after schools as well, which I think we'll dive into that later here in the chat.
Yeah. Why don't we jump into that now?
You know,
why school district might be important to be looking at as an investor. And, you know, let's talk more about schools. That's a big topic from experienced investors are always asking us about school district. Large national investors that we work with, you know, love to talk about school districts. So let's jump into that a little bit. And what can you tell us about schools?
So something that is unique, or at least to my knowledge, I haven't lived in a ton of different states, so I don't know if this varies in larger cities or not. But Kansas City and St. Louis both have essentially like 1 credited school system, and they're ranked very low. So unfortunately, the urban cores of Kansas City, you know, the school isn't why they're living there. It's typically the rent rate, you know, is the reason. Or we actually meet a lot of prospects that could afford to live outside those areas, but that's where they grew up and that's where they enjoy staying. So, you know, you see that as well. But the schools that are really sought after here in Kansas City on the Missouri side is going to be Lee Summit, Blue Springs, Pleasant Hill, and Liberty. Those are probably the highest ranked. And then you also, the Kansas side, Blue Valley, that's probably the most sought after. And then you have the Olathe and Shawnee Mission school districts that are, I mean, that was what brought us to the Kansas side is the school districts, to be honest. Yeah, very high ranking, top five in the nation is Blue Valley.
Okay. Yeah. And as a real estate investor, schools can be an important part of your equation when you're looking for a location, simply because the theory is you're attracting a longer term tenant, right? Yep. If someone wants to move in and be in that area and they're coming for the schools, like you talked about your family moving to a specific neighborhood for a school. Once your kids are in the school district, right, you're going to probably likely be in that school district for as long as possible. If you're not having some kind of massive relocation for work or something like that. And hopefully that ends up being in the same house then, right, for the stability that can bring as well. So long-term tenants and houses create all sorts of great benefits as an investor, right? Less vacancy and downtime and repairs between tenants and marketing fees and all those things that go with it. So if you can find a long-term quality tenant for your property, you get compounding results from that. And school district is oftentimes one of the measurements of, you know, is this going to be an area that people want to live long term? So that's great to hear. You've got some nice pockets in these markets of places with schools that attract good, long term tenants and families into those homes. So how about, aside from schools, let's talk about migration trends of people moving into these areas or maybe away from these areas. You generally want to be investing in somewhere that has a stable population base, or better yet, a growing population base, but also, diverse employment opportunities, diverse industry inside of these markets. So what brings people to Kansas City if they're moving to Kansas City, and what kind of, industries are out there for employment?
Yeah. So, I mean, we do see a lot of, job transfers and new employment opportunities that happen here in KC and St. Louis. Some of the larger employers that we have here in Kansas City, federal government is a really big one. The health industry is huge here. There's a company called Cerner Corp that has massive area that they just built up, and they're bringing on tons of employees. Honeywell is here. The education industry is really big. We have Hallmark and Garmin here, and they're actually in the process of building a location not too far out of the cities that's going to be making all the batteries for the electric vehicles that are coming into fruition. So there's a lot of opportunity here in Kansas City. And same with St. Louis. St. Louis, you have Anheuser-Busch. Again, there's some large health industry groups there. One of them called Centene. Build-A-Bear Corporation. Edward Jones has a massive complex there. Emerson, Energizer, and Enterprise are all there as well. So you got some big, well-known organizations that have their corporate headquarters there, and great opportunities for employment.
But a lot of the listeners didn't realize some of those really large companies are in Kansas City and St. Louis. And, things like government jobs and employment generally tend to be pretty secure, stable, and growing industry. Healthcare, of course, always a growing and fairly stable and secure employment base. And again, great things as a real estate investor to look at and say, where are my customers? Or your tenants, your residents in the property, where are they going to be working? How secure is that? Is it a growing industry? Is it diverse? Are people, moving for those types of jobs and those types of companies that you listed off and those types of industries? Very positive trends for your market, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, if you had a new investor come to you and say, hey, I heard the podcast, I heard the Corner to Corner series, and I'm interested in Kansas City or St. Louis. And maybe they own properties in other markets across the United States. And they said, hey, this sounds like there could be some good returns there. Or they're a first time investor and they're looking at finally, kind of getting off the fence and buying that first property. What talk about the advice you're going to give that investor for the first time they're investing in Kansas City. And how would you or your team work with them on putting together a plan to find the right property for them?
First and foremost, I would, start by saying it was a great decision to reach out to a team like us. Reason being is we see all sorts of stuff here in this market. There's a lot of turnkey providers that are around. And what we run into is we'll have an investor reach out and say, hey, I bought a house. I want to get it rented. This is the rent rates they're giving me. And, you know, we start diving into it and rents are about $300 inflated. The quality of the work done to the turnkey product isn't there and, you know, immediate issues once tenants move in. So by using a group such as Renters Warehouse, that's kind of going to see it from the beginning conversation we're having all the way up to, you know, collecting rent on the place. It's going to be a different process. You know, we're going to sit down. We're going to want to understand what your goals are with this property. Is it something you plan to buy and get rid of in 3 years? Or are we holding on to this for the next 15, 20 years? Because that's going to make a decision on where we purchase. If you're doing a 3 year, 5 year deal, we might want to be in a more B grade type neighborhood where you're going to see that appreciation over time. And be able to get that, you know, nice payout when you sell the place. If you're looking for more of the high risk, high reward or, you know, high risk, high reward property, that's to me more of a buy and hold scenario. You know, you're going to hold that thing for the next 20 years with the goal to obviously have it paid off within probably half of that time, and then start collecting from there. But you're not going to see that same return on your investment when you go to sell. I mean, if you hold it for 20 years, you probably will, but not like you would on that five. So, you know, if it's something where you like the steady, you know, income coming in from a property, maybe it's a buy and hold. If it's more like, hey, I just want to get this mortgage paid, maybe make a little every month and then get the big payout when you sell, you're probably going to want to go to a more, you know, A or B graded neighborhood, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a common theme that I've been hearing in these conversations on this series. And frankly, you know, the conversations we have with our clients all the time, which is, you know, what's your goals? And let's create a custom plan to make sure you achieve that. And,
yeah.
And that's where working with a team of professionals, whether it's our team or other teams out there, the most important piece to investing in real estate is creating the right team, having the right real estate agent, the right property manager, which oftentimes can be the same person, you know, mortgage lender, attorney, whatever it might be to get that right advice, but also then create the right plan for the type of home or homes that you might want to invest in over time. So we talked, you know, in that last piece of the conversation a little bit about, you know, appreciation differences between, you know, maybe lower income neighborhoods, older neighborhoods, A and B kind of suburb type homes. What, you know, it's been a crazy real estate market the last couple of years since COVID began with home price appreciation. Again, some places, you know, seeing a boom and followed by a little bit of a bust, very local. Nationally, prices are still, you know, slowly climbing, but you got to dive into these local markets to understand what's happening. Same thing with rent prices, right? Huge growth. Some areas are slowing down. What are you seeing locally around, you know, the last 12 months and kind of what you're thinking the future holds for, you know, appreciation and rent growth?
So I'm seeing a steady rent growth here. You know, when I got here 6 years ago, in the urban core, rents were 2-3 bedrooms around $500-$600 a month, and they've doubled now. So I, you know, there obviously has to be somewhat of a slowdown. You know, the market can only afford what it can afford, but I don't see any decline as far as appreciation on homes or rent increases over the next 3 to 5 years. I think rent is one of those things where it's pretty steady and is going to continue to climb. And it's really to offset the more expenses the investor is taking on, property taxes, cost of materials now, and vendors are bumping their prices with that. So I think Kansas City and St. Louis are both strong markets when it comes to homes continuing to appreciate and rents climbing. It just, you know, you got to have that local touch to know the areas that are going to get you the goals you're looking for. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think, you know, that matches the profile of the Midwest, right? Yeah. You don't see often, you know, on the news, when they talk real estate, they talk California, Florida, Arizona, housing prices up 70% over a couple year period, whatever it might be. Think back to the great real estate correction of, you know, 2008, when things came back down to earth. You look at the charts over that same period of time, it really didn't happen in the Midwest, right? There was higher than normal appreciation through that time, but also the correction was much smaller. So it's a little bit more predictable, a little bit more steady generally. You know, things can always change. And I think the same thing with rent. So that makes a lot of sense that that's happening the same way in Kansas City and St. Louis. This was just a great conversation. I think some good information for new investors looking at these areas. You know, some of the takeaways I think are, you know, you can still find really affordable housing and get, you know, good rent return on those homes. You might be taking on a little bit more risk in doing that, with understanding that maybe there's delayed rent payments in some of those areas, or a higher eviction rate or turnover rate, but not always, right? If you're finding the right resident for the property.
Yep.
But also great, you know, what we say is just kind of steady, long-term opportunity as well for housing price appreciation. And even in the suburbs with the newer homes or just larger homes, in some of these good school district areas, still an opportunity to cash flow those properties, just maybe not as much, because that's been a challenge lately, right? With mortgage rates being so much higher.
Yeah.
And then third, of course, is these markets are so hyper local, right? Inside of a St. Louis or a Kansas City, you know, there's different areas that you should be looking at as an investor, and those areas might depend on what your plan looks like. So if you're thinking about diversifying your real estate portfolio and buying in different markets where you maybe aren't today, you make sure you have the right plan in place. We're happy to help with that. And James and his team are happy to help with that. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you or your team, what's the best way for them to find you? And I guess we already talked a little bit about what you're going to do with them, but how's the best way for them to get in touch with you and your team?
You can find us on Facebook, but we're also, you can contact me directly anytime. James@renterswarehouse.com is my email. Very easy to remember. And I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Yeah, you have been around a long time. You have one of the easy email addresses. You
know, I do.
EN or an ON or whatever it might be. So James@renterswarehouse.com. James and his team will take great care of you in the Kansas City and St. Louis markets. We think there's great opportunity there, and we can help navigate any challenges that come along through there. So, you know, for those who've listened to the podcast before, which we appreciate, you know that we are passionate about single family rental investing. We believe it's a path to long-term wealth and financial freedom for your family. We wrote the book on it, Rent Estate Revolution. If you haven't picked that up, you can do so at Amazon, Rent Estate Revolution, or visit rentestaterevolution.com. And that's really the roadmap to building your real estate investment strategy. It talks about all the advantages of investing in real estate, from, you know, leverage, depreciation, appreciation, all those types of things that go into it. And we'd be honored for people to be checking those materials out. And then, of course, getting in touch with us. Don't have to use us. You can do these things on your own. But like we always say, you should build the right team. Because having the right team, especially a team with local knowledge, is what's going to make your real estate investing more successful. So on that, any final words or pieces of advice, James, for anyone listening today?
I mean, go Chiefs. That's a big one.
Oh, that's right. The time of recording, we are entering the 2024 Super Bowl, Chiefs versus 49ers. So that's going to be a big weekend coming up. 2 weeks here for Kansas City. So I'm assuming you're going to be watching the game.
Definitely. I will be tuned right in front of that TV, cheering them on.
All right. Well, James, thanks so much for joining us, taking time out of your day to jump on the podcast here and talk about your markets. You've got your wealth of knowledge, and anyone looking to learn more, find us at runnerswarehouse.com. And we'll get you in touch with James and his team there in Kansas City and St. Louis. So thanks again, James. We appreciate you jumping on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Rent Estate Podcast with your host, Kevin Ortner. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to rentestate.com for a free rental property analysis and learn how you can list, invest, and rent all under one roof.